and I am from Nicaragua. I grew up with my grandmother from the age of 3 till the age of 10. And I have a lot of cousins. Growing up in Nicaragua was like very colorful, playful. I have really good memories about my childhood in Nicaragua. Very humble life. I still remember the smell of people's kitchen in the streets because most of the Nicaraguan kitchens are artisanal. So they are handmade. They are not like stoves like we have here in the US. So you could actually see the smoke and smell the food from the streets. We have a lot of beaches and we have a lot of waterfalls, mountains, rivers, and lakes. Nicaragua is almost the size of Wisconsin. Actually, Nicaragua means land of lakes and volcanoes. So we have 13 volcanoes. We have 7 active. Most of them are fire volcanoes. In my city where I live, it's called Masaya. And like maybe 3 or 5 kilometers away from my grandmother's house and my mom's house, there is a volcano, an active volcano that's called Masaya Volcano, which became famous like a couple of years ago because people named it, or like National Geographic named it, as the one of the gates to hell. So it sounds kind of scary because you can actually see the lava boiling from different points of my neighborhood. In fact, in my neighborhood, we have evacuation routes in case a volcano erupts, so we know where to go, like we know the exit. The last activity that this volcano had was like 60 years ago, and it is said to have more activities every 100 years. So we're just like kind of prepared for that, for any volcano activity. So it sounds like dangerous, but at the same time, it's really beautiful to see it and to have many good things about it because we grow pineapples and we grow dragon fruits, and the soil around a volcano, like the one that we have, is perfect for growing these type of fruits. So initially I was here for pleasure or leisure, just visiting some relatives that I have. I initially came to visit, but then I ended up staying because back in 2018 in Nicaragua, things got really crazy. A lot of conflicts, internal conflicts, like the government and other political issues that we had. So many people from Nicaragua, or many Nicaraguans, started leaving the country or immigrating to other countries to be safer. I was not the exception. So I decided to stay here in America because it was safer for me. I knew that it was going to be hard to adapt to like a new lifestyle, to the language, to everything. So everything was new, but I liked the experience. In here in the US is more organized. I see that there are more materials to start. Like you have a library, or you have labs where you can use computers. Like for example, you have this, you can interview, you can do a podcast, you can have all these tools. But in Nicaragua it's like really difficult to get these resources or these tools. There are communities or there are cities in Nicaragua where they only have a couple of books and that's it. My experience immigrating was a little bit easier than other people because I knew the language. But I think the most difficult part of immigrating for me was the fact that I was not able to see my loved ones, like my grandmother and my mom and my dad and my other siblings. I was not able to travel, you know, and then come back. Sometimes you get homesick. In that sense, it's kind of hard. But I also learn a lot from immigrating because you learn to be more independent. It's not like you have your mom, you have your dad, and you have your grandmother, and you say, okay, if you have any issues or any problems, I'll go to them. So here you are like by yourself, right? So you need to be independent and you need to use the tools to survive. So it's good and it's bad for some things. Generally, it's been nice. I haven't been to Nicaragua in 4 years now. If you ever have a chance to travel, do it.
I have to say that Nicaragua is a small country. Like I said, it's the size of Wisconsin, but it's like a melting pot. It's got a lot of things. If you ever have the chance to go to Central America, Nicaragua is not dangerous. The people are, well, it's not dangerous in the sense that people will take care of you. We love foreigners. We love when people come to our country, we treat them like if they are celebrities. But as you grow old, maybe try to travel and see the world in a different perspective. And it will open your mind to many other ideas, I think. Visit some other places.